My name is Peter Gibson and I'm Head of Public Affairs at the East and North Hertfordshire NHS Trust. One of the challenges that we faced in sort of, you know, rebuilding the list and bringing more services to it was we needed to make sure that we had sufficient energy capacity to run all those machines and lighting and the heating, etc. In a much bigger hospital. So we've been overhauling all those facilities and the last part of it was actually the installation of a new power plant. But this is one called a combined heat and power plant, and it is far, far more efficient. So it's a bit like when you go to replace your boiler at home, you buy, quite often people will go for a much more efficient boiler because it saves you money, it doesn't pollute the environment as much, and is more efficient in what it does. And that's exactly what we've done, but on a much grander scale, in the sense that this project has cost £2.7 million. It will actually save us on our heating bills just over £500,000 every year. And remarkably, it'll reduce our carbon emissions for the entire trust, not just the Lister, by 20%. When you think the Department of Health have asked all NHS organisations to reduce their carbon emissions by 10% and by 2015, it's a real win-win-win situation for us, especially with the new carbon tax coming in from this year. So it's one of those brand new systems, works fantastically, saves us money, and is good for the environment. We're one of those places that operates 24 hours a day, and patients have to be kept warm. Sometimes some visitors say, oh, it's really hot in hospitals and some certain parts, particularly wards, but actually a lot of patients, because they're just lying there quite often, they're not able to move or have limited movement, they can get chilled quite quickly, so you have to have a good heating. And then a lot of our processes are driven by steam. So a lot of the cleaning processes that for instrumentation in theatres, for washing the hot water, for hand washing, bathing, etc. The fuel bill is astronomical, but this goes a long way to making it much more efficient. And of course, all the new buildings that we're building at the moment, they're all energy efficient. So a lot of the new buildings, when you go into them, the rooms, the lights switch on automatically as you move in and switch off when you leave.